wonderful topics of the week.
Yes, you know, Governor Cuomo suspends participation in federal secure communities program. Yesterday, the Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that New York State will suspend participation in the Federal Secure Communities Program to review the mounting evidence that the program is not meeting its stated goal and has serious consequences for witnesses, victims of crime, and law enforcement. The goal, as stated by the federal government, was to deport serious felons, and based on evidence to date, it appears the program in New York is failing in this regard and is actually undermining law enforcement. Because of similar concerns, the Inspector General of U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is investigating the program. And that was the press release by the Office of the Governor. But, you know, remember, I don't know if our listeners remember, I remember clearly, but 2 weeks ago we were talking with Betsy Palmieri, director of the Hudson Valley Community Coalition, and she was explaining to us all the dangers of this program. And now it turns out that the program is being pulled out of the state of New York. And we are with Betsy, and we want to know how this happened. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning, Mario. It's this decision that Cuomo made is really the result of a whole lot of groups working together with a real consistent, organized push against this program. So it was community groups, civil liberties organizations, the New York Civil Liberties Union. A lot of groups came together in what they called the New York Working Group Against Deportation. And it was really through the efforts of a lot of people that we were successful in getting the governor to rescind the program. So it's great.
So, Betsy, is it time to celebrate or is it time to wait and see? Because it probably will take, some time before his decision gets implemented. Or
yeah, well, we're going to celebrate a little bit.
Okay.
because it is a victory. It really is a victory. New York is only the second state to withdraw from secure communities. Illinois also withdrew from it. Their governor, Quinn, had a lot of problems with the program as well. So since Governor Cuomo took this action, we feel like we need to celebrate and then get back to work.
Okay. So it's obviously this is like an example for other states to follow. And I was thinking about the state of California because besides the large immigration population there, Governor Brown is very oriented towards the stopping these deportations. What can you tell us about that?
Right. We hope that because Governor Cuomo has taken this action, that other states will feel more comfortable with following suit, because so many problems have been revealed about the program, and it was rolled out into our communities in New York and California and other states without any kind of public input. You know, the people didn't have any say in whether they're going to get this program or not. So we hope that other governors will follow suit and they'll revoke this program in the whole country because it's just so flawed. And it's causing a lot of fear. It's causing racial profiling, so many other problems. And it's just not good for our communities. It's not good for the country. So we encourage people in other states to keep working together, putting pressure on their governors and their elected officials. In New York, we gathered a lot of signatures from state senators and state assemblymen and assemblywomen, and they all came out and said that they didn't want this program. So a letter went to Governor Cuomo with 38 signatures, and there were also law enforcement officials who didn't want it either. So wherever you are, you know, get together with other people and you can try to make a difference. And sometimes it works.
So, Betsy, the news is actually that he's temporarily suspending this program in order to investigate it. What is your take on it? Do you think this is going to be cut out permanently? Do you think it's going to come back? What do you think about this temporary suspension?
Sure, it's hard to say. It's hard to say what's going to happen eventually. But if we keep putting pressure on the governor and other officials to really reveal what the program is about, that it's really just a way to have a mass deportation program, then hopefully it will not be re-implemented. But I think the investigation is going to take some time, so I wouldn't expect it to come back anytime soon. You know, the Inspector General of Homeland Security is looking into it and launching an investigation nationwide, and that investigation has to be done in New York State as well. So I think that might take some time.
And a question that maybe some people who I would like to play a little bit devil's advocate. You say this could be a mass deportation and a lot of undocumented immigrants are being deported because of ESCOM. But people could say, well, they're undocumented. They shouldn't be here. What is your answer?
Well, the penalty in our system of justice in New York State, as well as in the whole country, we have something called due process, where if you are accused of something, you get a trial, and the penalty, if it's imposed, should fit the crime. And this program does away with any kind of due process. It just basically anybody who's got any kind of immigration violation, no matter how minor it is in terms of the law, will be deported. And the statistics from ICE, which is Immigration and Customs Enforcement, on who is getting deported through this program, show that a vast majority in New York who are deported through this program have not been convicted of any crime whatsoever. So there's just no due process. It's really an affront to our system of justice.
Well, thank you so much for explaining to us how this process went, and hopefully it will continue like that. out of the state and maybe out of the country.
Let's hope so.
Or at least there should be some conversation or discussion about this. Like ESCOM was implemented without any discussions.
Yes, yes. When a program is this intrusive and this and is able to take away your liberties, it needs to be discussed in public, and it needs to have the people's input for sure.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll Bye-bye. Have you in the future to give us some more good news.
Let's hope so.
Okay.
So that was Betsy Palmieri, director of the Hudson Valley Community Coalition, talking about the end of the ESCOM program in the state of New York, at least temporarily, as announced by Governor Cuomo yesterday.
This is one good way to end a program with some good news and feeling.